From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Republican leaders continue looking for a way to defuse the growing outcry over migrant families being separated at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president spent about an hour at the Capitol late yesterday with House Republicans.
We had a great meeting.
Where Texas Congressman Michael McCaul says he backed rival immigration bills that could solve the crisis.
The president is 1,000% behind it.
But it's uncertain whether that will be enough to push a bill through a divided majority, meaning there is no clear legislative path to ending the controversy. Many lawmakers say the president could do it himself by reversing his administration's zero-tolerance policy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Council met in Geneva on Wednesday for the first time since the U.S. announced it was leaving the U.N. body. VOA's Michael Brown reports.
The United States withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council on Tuesday. It was the latest U.S. rejection of a multilateral engagement. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, criticized member countries Russia, China, Cuba, Egypt for derailing U.S. efforts to reform the council.
Many of these like-minded countries were unwilling to seriously challenge the status quo.
On Twitter, UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein called the announcement disappointing, if not surprising, news. Michael Brown, VOA News.
The United Nations investigators said Syrian government troops and affiliated forces committed war crimes and a crime against humanity in their long siege of eastern Ghouta. The UN based its findings on interviews, photographs, video, satellite imagery, and medical records. This is VOA News. Taliban militants killed 30 Afghan soldiers and captured a military base in the western province of Badghis on Wednesday. It was their first major attack since a ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday that ended on Sunday. The provincial governor said the Taliban attacked two security posts in the early hours. 15 Taliban were killed in other areas of the province overnight. The government said the militants prepared their attacks and did reconnaissance of the area during the ceasefire. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping came to an understanding on the results of the summit between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump in Singapore, including the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, according to North Korea's state media. Ed Giles from Reuters News has Seoul's reaction.
South Korea said there'd be no relief on sanctions for Pyongyang until they're happy the North has completed denuclearization. The country's foreign minister also said that the cancellation of joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises could be reversed if the North stopped playing ball.
They could quickly come back should we see the dialogue momentum losing speed or North Korea not living up to its denuclearization commitment.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says China miscalculated.
The other side may have underestimated the strong resolve of President Donald J. Trump.
In addition, the European Union said it will begin charging import duties of 25% on a range of U.S. products beginning Friday. The move confirms a tit-for-tat dispute that could escalate into a full trade war, particularly if U.S. President Donald Trump carries out his threat to penalize European cars. Canada has become the first G7 country to pass the Cannabis Act, legalizing cannabis markets that could come in 8 to 12 weeks. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeted, "It's been too easy for our kids to get marijuana and for criminals to reap the profits. Today, we change that." Uruguay was the first country to legalize the sale of recreational cannabis in 2013. 9 U.S. states have legalized it for recreational use, and 29 have legalized it for medicinal purposes. However, Canada is the first major economy to do this nationwide.
That was Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks. Yemeni fighters backed by the United Arab Emirates say they have seized the southern runway of the international airport near the Yemeni city of Hodeidah. Fighting continued Wednesday between pro-government forces backed by a Saudi-led coalition and Iranian-backed Shiite Houthi rebels. The Amaleka Brigade said in a statement they seized areas on the west and east sides of the airport. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.